The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to a special Radiothon edition of the Music Room here on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Where else but community radio could Liz Webb and I bring a special guest into the studio? Say hey, special guest.
Hello, everyone. My name is Marielle Kraft. Happy to be here.
And she has brought an entourage and a guitar.
That's right.
And why don't you just start and sing us a song?
Sure, I'd love to. So I have a few originals that I brought with me here, metaphorically, of course. So my first song is called How Much I'd Miss You. I wrote it about a year and a half ago after I studied abroad in Spain for the winter. And I hope you like it. I don't really play it a lot, so I figured I might bring it out here tonight. All right, this is How Much I'd Miss You. I took a flight out of Philly for a 2-month trip to Spain. You said spread your wings, but don't you forget my name. Last goodbyes and butterflies, right in stone, then we'll be fine. A little bit of faith is all you need sometimes. Hold me like you're never gonna let me leave. Kiss me like you're needing every word I breathe. Legs are shaking, heart is breaking, all of you. A couple of letters to make you feel better, or maybe it's just for me. Count 48 days in ocean waves and pray we don't get lost at sea. Sights and sounds still homeward bound, endless flights hit the ground. Leave my heart in Spain until it's found. The moment I get back in town, hold me like you're never gonna let. Shaking, heart is breaking, all of you is making me see that I never knew how much I'd miss you in your dark eyes and your clear skies, the way you talk to me, all of those late nights when we're waist high in our philosophies. I didn't realize how badly I would miss the way you, that you just hold me like you're never gonna let me leave. Kiss me like you're needing every word I breathe. Hold me like you're never gonna let me leave. Kiss me like you're needing every word I breathe. Legs are shaking, heart is breaking.
Marielle Kraft.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
The studio audience goes wild. Well, I forget to tell everybody I'm Mando Richard, but people who were listening knew that. And standing to my right is the one, the only, Liz Webb.
Hello, everyone.
Marielle, that was a really cool song.
Thank you.
Where did it come from besides, obviously, an airport?
Exactly. Yeah, you know, last year I was in a pretty serious relationship that was kind of just taking off as I literally was taking off to go to Spain. And that was kind of hard when I landed and said, I'm going to be here for another 5 weeks. And contact is obviously very limited when I'm 6 hours in time difference. So there comes a point where it sort of hits you when the high is kind of worn off of being in a new country for the first time. And that's sort of the heart of where the song came from.
So as a UD student yourself, so what do you study here at school?
So I am an elementary education major with a middle school English concentration. So I would love to ideally teach middle school. I'm leaning more toward that age group. And then hopefully coach high school lacrosse. I'm on the club lacrosse team here. So I really love sports, and that's been a huge part of my life. So I would love to be able to balance both of those and do them in the future.
So you want to go somewhere where you can be the queen of the English room, classroom, the guitarist, and the lacrosse coach at the high school across the street.
Absolutely. That is my dream right there.
Wow. Well, your students are going to be really lucky to have you and your guitar.
Oh, well, thanks. I hope to definitely bring it in often to the classroom.
We were talking before about how you plan on incorporating your mm-hmm. music in the classroom. So how do you think you're going to do that in the future?
Yeah, so I've always envisioned myself, since I started playing guitar in high school, to bring my music into the classroom, just because I have to merge my two passions there with education and music. But UD actually has this amazing research opportunity called the Arts Bridge Program, which I've just been accepted to for this summer for research, where I'll be spending the summer writing a curriculum, hopefully an English curriculum that I can use in the future, that integrates music into the curriculum. And it'll be more focused towards schools whose arts programs are being cut because of funding and different focus on math and English these days. So I'm literally getting paid research this summer and tangible experience incorporating my music into the classroom that I can totally use in the future. So I couldn't be more grateful, and I'm so excited for that experience.
Music just can play such a big role in the classroom. I was telling you before the show how I used to take my guitar into my son's kindergarten, first and second grade class and that kind of thing. But it's just, if you're dealing with middle school students, that's an opportunity for you to really get them to understand where poetry came from. It came from song as a mm-hmm. way to help people remember things.
Yeah, I think middle school was the first time I really started channeling my own creative passion, I guess. Because elementary, you pretty much complete assignments and hand in worksheets and get the grade. And in middle school, they really start trying to tap into who are you personally and how do you channel that into your academics. So I think it's just the perfect pool of energy in middle school to bring in something like music to get it going. I think it's awesome.
You're studying English, the English side of education.
Right.
So do you feel that being an English student influences your songwriting?
I definitely love that I'm always sharp with my writing, because all of my classes involve writing.
Right.
So obviously writing songs is writing. It's a different type of writing, but I still always have the creative juices flowing, I guess. I don't come in cold not very often anyway, because I'm always continually working on my writing and, shaping my craft. So pun intended, it's my last name. So I definitely, they absolutely work hand in hand.
That's great.
One of the things that we need to do is we need to remind people this is Radiothon. This is the one time a year when we come to you with our hands out and say, won't you please join community radio and make a donation? And if you are so moved by Marielle's music, we would welcome a call at 302-831-2701, or perhaps even better, go online to wvud.org and make a pledge online. Now that I got that pitch out of the way, you going to sing us another song?
Sure, I would love to. Okay, so we'll sing a song called I'm Sure of You. Let's do that one. So this one's called Sure of You. Not I'm Sure of You. I messed up my own song title. Good. And I wrote it much more recently than the last one. I wrote it just a couple of months ago. And I think it speaks for itself a little bit. So I'm just going to play it, and then we can talk about it after if you want to. Or we don't have to. But here's Sure of You. Okay. I'm not sure if I'm cut out for teaching, sure if I will know what leaving feels like until I'm gone. I'm not sure if I can be
sure of you. I'm not sure why I keep writing music just to play when no one's home. I'm singing to myself, and I don't know if I know what they mean when they tell me go pursue your dreams. I'm staring at you right in front of me. I'm sure of you. I'm sure of you. I'm sure I don't know what I'd do without your hand to hold on to. I'm sure of you. I'm sure of you. I'm sure I don't know what I'd do without your hand to hold on to. I'm sure of you. Bring on doubt, bring on worry, bring on people and their strong opinions, questioning everything we do. Bring on fear, bring on failure. No, there's nothing we can handle, no matter what the world will put us through. I'm sure of you. I'm sure of you. I'm sure I don't know what I'd do without. Don't know what I'd do without you.
You know, it's not everybody who comes into WVUD who packs the studio with her friends so they applaud on cue. Yeah, like this.
That's really clever of you.
Oh, they know the drill. Thank you. I may have paid them. I'm just kidding. I didn't pay anybody.
Before Liz asks you about who you've opened up for and some of the fun stuff like that, I just want to ask, how long have you had that vibrato in your voice?
I don't know. I haven't really had any vocal training.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've definitely, that's something people point out. So I have incorporated it more into my songwriting as of late. But it sort of defines a lot of my style, too. People can recognize my voice because of that, which is, like, really cool. So I try to do it as much as I can.
When did you start playing guitar and writing your own music? When did that all begin?
So I was 13 when I got my first guitar. And I was begging for a guitar for my birthday, and my parents got me like probably like a $75 guitar from who knows where. And so I was like, yes, like I have a guitar. And I think for me at the time, it was more important for me to say like, I'm a musician, I have a guitar. And I had no idea really how to play it. I think I knew like 3 chords in like 2 years. So I think when I turned 16, when I was a sophomore in high school, I really started taking it more seriously and actually learning how to play guitar. I fell into a group of friends who were very musical and still are incredibly musical people who are definitely going places. And these talented friends of mine would always play and collaborate together when we would hang out. And if I was going to hang with them, I had to learn how to play guitar. So, you know, I'd bring my guitar and they would teach me chords and we would cover songs just like in our basements or wherever. And that's kind of where I learned and picked up how to play. And then, of course, singing came along with that. I've sung pretty much my whole life, like in the shower, in the car, never anything too serious until it was the perfect complement to my guitar playing. So then I became an act rather than just a guitar player or a singer. I was then a musician, which felt a lot cooler to me.
You didn't have to take up the guitar. I mean, Sarah, who's going to be on the air at 7 o'clock, was a drummer.
Awesome as well. And I think guitar was probably the most convenient at the time. But I've since, you know, gotten a nicer guitar than the $70 one I first had and practiced a little more, and I definitely love it so much.
Do you usually work by yourself, or do you have some people now that you usually play with?
It depends. A lot of times I am on my own, but there are definitely times I collaborate. For example, in the studio audience right now is my best friend, Sydney, and she plays the drums, and we collaborate a lot. She plays the cajon, the box drum, a lot. And we actually have a show on Friday where we're both going to be playing. So we're very excited.
Well, we're plugging Radiothon, so you're welcome to plug that show.
Oh, wow. Okay. So the Rubber Chickens Improv Comedy Group, they are having a festival this weekend, a comedy festival, and they've asked us to play and be the musical guest on Friday night. It's in Bacchus Theater in Perkins. The festival starts at 7, and a lot of different improv comedy groups are coming, and the Rubber Chickens are performing. They're hilarious. But we're going on around 8:30, and we'll be playing for about half an hour.
So, this is Friday the 15th.
Yes, this coming Friday in Perkins Student Center down in Bacchus Theater.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking of big performances, just last month, mm-hmm. I think it was you were the opening act for Betty Who
back in
Mitchell Hall on campus. So what was that like?
That is something I'm still not over. I don't think I'll ever be over it. I hope I'm never over it. That was easily the best night of my entire life. Anybody who knows me well, or even if you don't know me well, you probably know that I love Betty Who. I post about her all the time. I'm always singing her songs. I go to every concert she has in the area. When I learned she was going to be our spring concert, I freaked out, number one, because I was like, Betty is coming to my school, the school, like, my two worlds are colliding, my favorite person in the world coming to my favorite place in the world. Like, I've been asking her in my head to do this for 2 years. She must have heard me and came. But, you know, SCPAB, the programming board, brought her, and then, as if that wasn't enough news, they emailed me, and they were like, hey, we want a student performer to open for her. Would you be interested? And I just don't know if they know what they were asking and the caliber of the excitement that I had. I remember I was sitting in Brouhaha, you know, the coffee shop on Main Street, doing homework alone at a table that afternoon, and I got the email from the VP of SCPAB asking me to open for Betty Who. And I literally sat there on my computer, like my hands were frozen, like shaking over my keys because I couldn't type words yet to say like absolutely yes, 100%, like bet my life on it kind of thing. And just like silent tears were just streaming down my face because I was so excited and like couldn't believe that it was happening. So when it actually did happen, you know, like she came and I, you know, sound checked with her, which was out of this world in itself, just seeing her in a sweatshirt and on stage, just like doing her songs that I've sung along to in the audience for 2 years. Now she's asking me how the sound levels are. And I'm like, are you sure? How sure are you right now that I'm the person? But it was amazing, and she's just the most wonderful human in the whole world, and it was unbelievable to get to have that time with her and then, of course, perform to the rest of campus. And my family traveled down from Rhode Island and all over the like area. New Jersey family came, Delaware family came, and you know my friends packed the auditorium as well, and it was just an unbelievable night and easily, absolutely the best performance I've ever given, I think, too.
I often dream of performing in Mitchell Auditorium, but it ain't happening.
They say those are the best acoustics on campus. So
I think, absolutely. That Mitchell or the Gore Recital Hall, not the big Puglisi Auditorium, but the Gore Recital Hall. I think those are my two favorite, Mitchell and Gore.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm talking about the University of Delaware, so I guess that's my segue to say this is Radiothon, and if you like hearing artists like Marielle Craft coming in and singing live, and you like having students like Liz bring these artists in, and if you can tolerate old people like me, this is the place for
you.
Community Radio, 91.3 FM WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Won't you call and give a little so we can continue to give a lot to the community? 302-831-2701 or a pledge online with www.wvud.org. Well, I just did the pay the bills stuff. Why don't you sing a song?
I would love to. Okay. So this next song is a song I've actually never played ever in front of people. So this is a treat for WVUD. Of course, please. Enjoy. But this is a song called See You in the Morning, and I hope you like it. So, hearing it first here. Okay. I call you up, it's getting late, to break the silence you create. The small talk is killing me. Can you tell I can barely breathe? I don't know where we are. I don't know where you stand. I don't know how I feel, but I'll see you in the morning. And I don't know what this is. I don't know how this will go. Say the words as we leave the phone. I'll see you in the morning. Everybody tells you that it's hard. They all say it takes more than you think to make it. But everybody told me we'd be fine. But 3 months is a long time to be hanging on to a phone line. I don't know where we are. I don't know where you stand. I don't know how I feel. But I'll see you in the morning. And I don't know what this is. I don't know how this will go. Say the words as we leave the phone. I'll see you in the morning. And I love you, or I think I do. But I want to, but I want to. And I love you, or I say I do. But I want to, but I want to. I don't know where we are. I don't know where you stand. I don't know how I feel, but I'll see you in the morning. And I don't know what this is. I don't know how this will go. Say the words as we leave the phone. I'll see you in the morning. And I don't know where we are or where you stand or how. I'm terrified to see you, to feel you again. I'm terrified, no matter how much we both sleep tonight, I'll see you in the morning. Thanks, thanks.
That had a different feel than the other two. That was a lot gentler.
Yeah, I have some of those up my sleeve too.
So you said that was a new one that you just wrote.
It wasn't written recently, but I've never played it.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I've just kind of kept it in my back pocket, and I figured I want to share it at some point. Of course, I want to share the things that I do. So I figured this was a perfect time.
Well, we're honored that you chose to debut that song here on WVUD.
Absolutely,
and WVUD HD1 New York.
So you have an EP, which is out on Spotify and iTunes.
Yep.
So what was it like recording and writing that?
Oh, my gosh. So my EP I released just under 2 years ago, actually. I cannot believe it's been that long. But those are songs that I wrote from the time that I graduated high school until the end of my first semester of freshman year here at college. So that was an incredibly transformative time, of course. I think it's probably the most transformative time we've seen so far in our lives, where we're transitioning out of the life that we grew up in, our family, our support systems, going into a completely brand new place like college, and then having to really truly learn who we are without anything else influencing us other than what we create. That time for me was just so rich in writing material, and when I produced those songs, those were probably the first set of songs that I was really proud of and wanted to share with the masses. So I had this amazing opportunity with a friend of my uncle who went here, and he lives in the Newark area now with his family, and he has his own studio, and so he was able to get in contact with me, and we figured some stuff out, and his name is Dave DeWitt. He's an incredibly talented musician and producer, and so for the 6 months of my spring semester of freshman year, I would go to Dave's studio once or twice a week for 4 to 6 hour chunks, however long it took that day, and just lay down arrangements and tracks and record and mix and master and produce. Just pretty much me and Dave, and a couple of my friends were featured on it. There's a cello on one song, and there's a cajon on another song that two of my friends played. But that was unbelievably rewarding, because that was the first time that I channeled all of my artistic energy into a complete polished project that I was able to then show people and release officially on iTunes and Spotify and places where people can feel legit downloading music. And I felt legit, of course, saying that I'm on iTunes and Spotify and, you know, RDO and Amazon Radio and anywhere else you can find music. I'm pretty much on it. So my EP is called Today, Tomorrow, Someday. It has 5 original songs on it that I wrote during that time. It kind of tells a story of, I guess, my journey during those 6 months. Even though they weren't written in the order that they are on the EP, that's how I best saw them fitting together. And it was definitely a collaborative project. You know, my brother did the cover art. One of my friends took the pictures. Other friends were featured on it. And I was just very proud of it. I still am. But, yeah, so hopefully I can maybe start getting something else out there, because it has been 2 years, and I do have a lot of new material that you've been hearing in the studio tonight and some other ones. But I'd love to share some more in the near future.
Well, before you sing your last song, do you want to plug your website or anything like that?
Okay, yeah, I can definitely plug some social media. I am pretty much Marielle Craft on every platform, except for actually Spotify and iTunes, which is the one main thing. Okay, so my EP, Today, Tomorrow, Someday, my like artist name in the music registry is just Marielle, M-A-R-I-E-L-L-E, Marielle. So you would have to search Today, Tomorrow, Someday, Marielle, and I come up, you know, on all of those different music websites. That's also my SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Marielle. Same with Noisetrade, noisetrade.com/Marielle. But for social media, Instagram, Twitter, I am Marielle Craft, so K-R-A-F-T after that.
Well, sing us a quick last song. Sarah's traipsing out in the hallway, anxious to get in for all tomorrow's parties on WVUD. And Marielle?
Awesome. Yeah. So,
what are you going to sing to segue into the next show?
Beautiful. I will sing, I'll switch it up a little bit, do an upbeat one. This is called What Have I Done? Here it is. These days I'm gonna fall right on my face. Just can't take the way you knock me dead. I'm down, I'm done. One of these days I'm gonna float up into space. You just keep blowing me away, and I can't help asking, what have I done to get someone like you? What did I do to get to call you mine? How can I be the only one to hold you close to me? Oh, darling, won't you tell me, for you to be the one? What have I done? What have I done? One of these days I'll hit the bottom. I keep drowning in the ocean in your eyes. Baby, in case you had forgotten, yeah, second doesn't pass me by without you running on my mind. What have I done to get someone like you? What did I do to get to call you mine? How can I be the only one to hold you close to me? Oh, darling, won't you tell me, for you to be the one? What have I done? You haven't noticed, I lose focus, know this, there is no finish line. I never started running, cause I never saw you coming. No, what have I done, what have I done? What have I done, what have I done? What have I done to get someone like you? Can I be the only one to
Thank you so much, Marielle,
for
joining us
me.
On the Music Room. It's been a pleasure.
It's been awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/TMR. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.